They do feel like my own children, and I do protect them and worry about them, and I take it home every night, probably every weekend, on your holiday even. You're constantly thinking about them, you're constantly worried. These bikes are driven at fast speeds, and as much as they might be the most talented motorbike driver, accidents happen and people do get hurt. Brad was one of the young people that we worked with, and just seeing how it's impacted on the young people as well, it's made a huge impact, and just on their emotions and some of their behaviours as well. Some young people have chose not to be part of the motorbikes, but I know how difficult it is, because they're a peer group and that's what they do, and if you're part of that peer group, it must be really difficult if you don't want to be part of it. I mean, we've still got photos up in PY on the walls of Brad, and the young people talk about him frequently, and aye, it's heartwarming to see that the young people still think about him and how much they did care about him and still do. Some people think that they're the best riders and that was an accident and it'll never happen to them, and just getting the young people to understand if an accident did happen, the impact on others as well, and just family and friends and people in the community. And some people would say that we should just not be working with them, and we hear that quite a lot, that why should they get anything and they're doing this bad behaviours, but if we don't give them other opportunities, what other opportunity do they have to not go on that motorbike? So I see our job is really important.